Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire, and this country is on fire. Let me read you a couple things that I've put out on social media because I think you'll enjoy them, and I'll just riff off of what I've put out just in the last hour or so on social media. First of all, my prediction: Joe Biden will be removed soon by his own people, 25th Amendment. He is a brain-dead sock puppet. Thousands of Americans are in grave danger of being hostages in Afghanistan. Our borders are wide open. Terrorists are pouring through. Disease and MS-13 murderers are pouring through. China will invade Taiwan any day now. And Biden is in the White House basement in diapers being fed baby food by Mommy Jill. If China, Russia, Iran, or North Korea decided to attack the United States right now, God help us. We are dead. Even Marxist Democrats are panicking. Our ship has no captain or rudder. We are the Titanic. So that's really what's going on right now. I put out another tweet. Not tweets anymore because I'm not on Twitter. I'm banned for life. But that's what the actual post is about. I did it on Getter, GETTR.com, set up by a former aide of President Trump. It's a great site. Important to note, I'm banned for life by Twitter. But the Taliban can tweet to their heart's content 24/7 as they rape, torture, and mass murder. This is America today. This is 1938. These people are insane, tyrants, hateful, fascist, communist scumbags. And the Taliban is pretty bad, too. That was my tweet from earlier today. These people are nuts, and these people aren't the Taliban. It's the people that run Facebook. The people that run Facebook. Someone asked the Taliban about free speech, how they're going to stop all free speech in Afghanistan. And you know what the response was to the Taliban leader? Hey, if Facebook can do it, we can do it. That's how bad things are in the United States of America. So there is a solid rumor out there that Team Kamala Harris... Kamala and her aides are quietly shopping the cabinet for a 25th Amendment removal of Joe Biden. Here's a story from a major conservative internet site. We don't make a habit of publishing unconfirmed rumors, but the source of this particular rumor has been rock solid in the past. This person who has ties to the DNC rightly informed me that both Amy Klobuchar and Pete... Buttigieg, would end their campaigns before Super Tuesday during last year's Democrat primary. The text from the source read, and both those things obviously happen. This text from the source reads, stay tuned. Team Kamala is quietly visiting cabinet members in person to test the appetite for 25A, meaning the 25th Amendment, in light of the Taliban. Chief of Staff Ron Klain and other Biden loyalists left out, but surprised, others seem ready and willing. It could happen next week. Now, keep in mind, Kamala Harris has been away from the public eye ever since the Taliban took control of Kabul. She's just disappeared, and she's distanced herself from the whole debacle and reportedly refused to stand by Joe Biden when he addressed the nation on Monday. For the 25th Amendment to be invoked, a majority of the cabinet would need to vote to remove the president for inability to fulfill the duties of the office. So it would have to be Harris and 12 others to join her. And then they need a supermajority in both the House and Senate to make it stick. And Senator Rick Scott, Republican of Florida, tweeted about it Monday. He said, after the disastrous events in Afghanistan, we must confront a serious question. Is Joe Biden capable of discharging the duties of his office? Has the time come to exercise the provisions of the 25th Amendment? It's getting serious, folks. The country is in disarray. This is Jimmy Carter on steroids. That should be the title of my next commentary. This is Jimmy Carter on steroids. Jimmy Carter was the worst president in America's history until this guy came along. Biden was actually on TV today with George Stephanopoulos. And Stephanopoulos mentioned the photos of the Afghanis falling from planes in Kabul. And Biden snapped at him. That was 4 or 5 days ago. The man has lost his mind. He can't focus. He can't think. He doesn't know where he is. Doesn't know who he is. Doesn't know what he's doing. Can you imagine if we were attacked at this moment in time by one of our enemies? He is our commander-in-chief. He has no idea what he's doing. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, one of the most horrible people in the world, said today the U.S. doesn't have the capability to leave the Kabul airport and evacuate Americans. First of all, you got to understand something. I'm not a hypocrite. Do you realize I ran for president of the United States in 2008? I don't even know how many of my fans know that I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination in 2007 and 2008. And lost out by just a few votes and wound up as the vice presidential nominee when the nominee, former U.S. Congressman Bob Barr, former leader of the impeachment of Clinton, the lead congressman, picked me to be his running mate, and I became the vice presidential nominee and served on the presidential ticket of the Libertarian Party. And I ran on a platform of getting us out of Afghanistan. In 2007 and 8, I wanted to get out of Afghanistan. But I've always known you can't just say, okay, now we're leaving tomorrow. It's got to be planned. It's got to be plotted. The Army's got to be involved at every step. You have to have the general sign off on every step before you do anything. This is mass insanity. We had no plan to get out. We just said, let's leave. Get all the troops out today. And he abandoned Biden, all the Americans that were on the ground. Didn't tell him anything, and the next thing you know, the Taliban's taking over the entire country, murdering, raping, and torturing their way into Kabul. And they're killing people in the middle of the street, and they're going to kill the Americans or hold them hostage. And they're trapped there. And there's really no way out except the United States military. And the Secretary of Defense of the United States admits we don't have the capability to leave the control of the Kabul airport, the only place we have any security at all. We can't go out and get Americans. So you have to find your way to the Kabul airport by yourself. Dog eat dog, every man for himself. It's absolutely incredible how bad it is. And if you're an American in Afghanistan now, your life isn't worth a plug nickel. The United States of America has abandoned you. And so it's no surprise that one of the lead stories of the UK Daily Mail right now is a new poll suggests Donald Trump would beat Biden in the election today with increased black and female support. Former President Donald Trump would beat Joe Biden in the next presidential race if it were held today. In the latest sign of Americans' growing disapproval of Biden, just 37% of likely U.S. voters would back him in an election right now. Trump would score 43% of the vote, and 14% of people would pick some other candidate. Biden beat Trump 51.3 to Trump's 46.8. But this time, according to Rasmussen, Trump would win more women and black voters. Survey was conducted between August 16th and 17th amid our chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan after 20 years, thousands of deaths, and more than $80 billion. Who would win if the presidential election was held today? Rasmussen says 43% Trump, 37% Biden. It's a bad, bad situation. And everybody sees that Biden is out of control, mentally not there, doesn't have his wits. doesn't know what he's doing. He's Jimmy Carter on steroids without a brain. Jimmy Carter on steroids without a brain. Here's another poll. Biden's approval hits lowest point yet, 2-1 wrong direction. According to the latest Rasmussen survey, 45% of voters approve of Biden. Some 54% disapprove of Biden. In a separate zombie strategy survey, also new today, Biden still has the backing of 9 to 10 Democrats. Can you believe this? Rasmussen's survey included a bad sign for the White House. 45% of likely voters said they strongly disapprove of Biden. Only 27% strongly approve of Biden. 77% of Democrats approve of Biden. 87% of Republicans disapprove. And when asked about the direction of the nation under Biden, 63% said the nation's heading in the wrong direction, 33% heading in the right direction. The Zoghbi poll asked about the situation in Afghanistan. And just like Rasmussen, Zoghbi found a sizable majority, 58 to 37, feel the country is on the wrong track. Another lead story at the UK Daily Mail. I don't need to say I told you so, but I told you so. Businesses are banding together to sue de Blasio and the city of New York. This will destroy us. New York City businesses sue de Blasio over arbitrary and capricious vaccine passport scheme to get into restaurants, bars, gyms, and museums. That is the most onerous in the United States of America, and it's happening here in Las Vegas as well. I know this is a national show, but I'm based here in Las Vegas. Raiders games, Allegiant Stadium, you're going under. Knights games, you're going under. If casinos try it, you're going under. Damn you, go to hell. Go bankrupt. As far as I'm concerned, you can all go under. If you go along with this madman, Fat Steve Sisolak, you can go under and you could go to hell. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make Visit these guys at vetandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vet and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root is on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. This segment of the show is sponsored by the War Raw Podcast, my podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, including not only Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday podcast, but the all-important weekend best of the best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most important stories for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. How do you listen to it? Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. You just can't believe what's happening in the world, but I'm telling you, this is Cloward Piven. Destroy the country, not just this country, any country, with open borders first and lockdowns and masks second, and vaccines. And so New Zealand now enters a national lockdown over one COVID case. And they're being told in both New Zealand and Australia, don't speak to your neighbors. If you see someone you know at the store, you know, you're not allowed out of your house except to shop. And only one person is allowed to shop. And if you see someone you know, don't speak to them. Do you realize for the last almost 18 months, year and a half basically, that we've been going through this incredible charade? I've been out thousands of times. I go to dinner each night. Business dinners each day for lunch, business dinners each night, dinners with my fiance each night, dinners with my children. I'm out in crowded restaurants. I don't wear masks. I haven't been vaccinated, never gotten a sniffle. Have had three major rallies with 5,000 to 10,000 people, hugged every one of them, shook every hand, never got sick. You're not allowed to talk to anyone. You should wear masks indoors 24 hours a day, even two-year-olds, according to Australia, New Zealand, and now Chicago. Indoor, everyone 2 years and up has to wear masks at all times. Don't talk to your neighbors. Don't leave your home. Vaccinate with a vaccine that's going to kill you. Unprecedented police operation underway in Sydney to enforce COVID restrictions. Police have issued 600 infringement notices or fines on individuals. The police are pepper spraying children at the park they came across who weren't wearing masks. That makes sense. If you breathe the air, you'll die. But I'm breathing the air and I'm fine. Then I'm going to pepper spray you, you punk. Maybe you'll die of a heart attack from the pepper spray. These people are sick. They're Nazis. My God. Photo ID and vaccine passport required by Mayor de Blasio to move freely in New York City. Photo ID. If you ask for photo ID to vote, you're a racist. You hate black people. You must use the N-word. But if you ask for photo ID 24 hours a day, carry it with you, the police are going to question you. To walk in a restaurant, a bar, a nightclub, photo ID and your papers, vaccine passport, that's okay according to the same liberals. Come across the border and everything is fine. But Biden now wants to criminalize crossing state lines while unvaccinated. He wants police to meet me at the border when I drive between Vegas and my second home in Park City, Utah. Police roadblocks should meet me at the border and ask me for papers whether I've been vaccinated or not. I can't enter the next state. Folks, it's time for a civil war. Folks, it's time for a revolution. Folks, it's time for mass civil disobedience. Tell these people where to go to hell. Drive them out of office. Paul Gosar, United States Congressman in Arizona, ridicules clown generals who study cross-dressing and Marxism amid the Afghanistan withdrawal. As I said yesterday, is anybody checking if all these mass murdering Taliban have been vaccinated or not? Are they wearing their masks? Are they carrying vaccine passports? Are they waving transgender, lesbian, bisexual flags? Because if not, we got to stop them. Write them a ticket. Every business in America is going to go out of business if you ask them to bar the unvaccinated. First of all, 50% of us are unvaccinated, and we're never getting it. Never. So your restaurant's out of business. Your stadium's out of business. Your concert's out of business. Your convention's out of business. Your retail store's out of business. We're not going to let this happen. It's not going to happen over my dead body. Over my cold, dead hands. We're taking back America. No one's going to allow this to happen. This is not Nazi Germany. This is not a communist dictatorship.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Defense Department remains laser-focused on evacuations at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. That's how Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin opened a Pentagon briefing on Wednesday. Austin saying U.S. forces are maintaining a safe and secure environment at the airport. But Austin was pressed on how people can get to the airport with Taliban forces circling the airport roads.
Well, we're going to do everything we can to continue to try to deconflict and create passageways for them to get to the airfield. I don't have the capability to go out and extend operations currently into Kabul.
The former president of Afghanistan is now in the UAE, saying he left Afghanistan in order to avoid a flood of blood. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Sons of Liberty. is our sponsor for this segment, sonsofliberty.com. Does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. I'm in the best shape of my entire life, and I've been working out my whole life. I've never felt this good. And even today is a great example. I worked out really hard this morning, about 90 minutes, and then I have felt this terrible ache in my back. I throw my back out. And that's usually when I go, you know, 3 to 5 days, sometimes a week, with terrible back pain. Oh, my gosh. I put the Sons of Liberty CBD roll-on on my back, and within an hour, the pain was gone, and I'm doing this show completely pain-free. Unbelievable. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American-grown and made. It's real. It's mainstream, and it works. And for my listeners only, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering up to 25% off every product. If you use the code WAR15 at checkout, WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root 15, you get up to 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice, sonsoflibertycbd.com, WAR15, to get up to 25% off. We've got our guest here, Josh Manning. He's with us usually a couple times a month. Senior news editor at WesternJournal.com to talk about all the big stories at Western Journal. I don't know if you saw, Josh, but moments ago on my email was the press release by President Trump, 45th President of the United States, saying that we could have the new Dunkirk on our hands in Afghanistan.
I had not seen it, Wayne, but he is exactly right. I want to know from the Biden administration, and every American deserves to know, how Joe Biden plans to get out. How many thousand is it, Wayne? 40,000 people?
About 40,000 you got to get out. Yeah, about 40,000. America.
How is he going to do it? We don't have the British to ferry people away on boats like they could at the actual Dunkirk. What is the administration's plan for that? I don't think they have one, Wayne.
No, it's clear they don't have one. They never had one. And it's clear there was one. Trump had one. And Biden literally erased it and threw it in the garbage pail as soon as he became president and said, let's just get out. Trump's plan was to get out with military force slowly and don't take the military out first. First take the civilians out. Then take the military out while they're guarding the civilians. And this idiot Biden, who I call a brain-dead sock puppet with dementia, he's you know what he is? He's Jimmy Carter on steroids with dementia. And
yeah,
this guy is a walking disaster, worst president in history.
I'm living in the 1970s again. I'm living in the 70s. I'm seeing us leave Saigon. I'm seeing Islamic extremists take over a country in the Middle East. I'm seeing inflation. I'm seeing high gas prices. It is a nightmare, Wayne. And, Wayne, I don't know if you saw it. Jen Psaki, hey, she's back from vacation. That's nice. She was on vacation when Afghanistan got turned over to the Taliban, but she's back now. She said, listen up, Taliban. If you don't let those people escaping, if you don't let them through to Bagram, you are going to suffer the full military might of the United States. And, Wayne, I don't know what she's talking about. What military might? We don't hold anything there. We barely got Bagram, as far as I understand it. We pulled the people out who needed to be there to secure the civilians' egress. And it is – I don't know who is running this. It's like they've got a bunch of idiot monkeys running it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, and by the way, my prediction, Taiwan's going to fall soon. China will invade Taiwan.
Yep. They're already floating over there.
Right, why wouldn't you? It's obvious America is run by an invalid who belongs in a nursing home. He's not going to fight back. He's not going to know what to do. He has no idea what to do. He doesn't know where he is. He's in the basement with diapers, with a mask on, being fed baby food by Mommy Jill, who's in a late cast. What a crew. What a group we've got running the United States of America. The most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. And it all comes back to, Josh, they stole the election. This man never had support. He never got the most votes in history. He never got 80 million votes. This is absurd. This is ridiculous. Trump is the president. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? Because this is getting serious. Our country is being destroyed.
Well, Western ran a story yesterday. Someone on my team put it together. I haven't even read it yet. Someone on my team put it together. But you've already got people beginning to talk about the 25th Amendment and Joe Biden. And
right.
I think I don't know how you don't consider that at this point, especially if you were part of the group that was saying, hey, we need to look at the 25th for Donald J. Trump. Look at Trump versus Biden. I mean, that right now looks like Einstein versus a monkey.
but here's the problem.
There's no comparison.
No, but
there's
here's
no
the
comparison. So if you're going to use the 25th there, you need to use it on Biden as well.
Okay, and of course I agree, but what does that do for you? It makes Kamala Harris president of the United States. She's as incompetent as Biden. She's the most unqualified human being to ever be vice president, and she'll be catapulted into the presidency. And by the way, if for some reason, Josh Manning, anybody figured out a way to stop Kamala from becoming president, that would make Nancy Pelosi third in line.
No.
Oh my God! Just as incompetent. This country is in tragic trouble, all because we allowed election to be stolen. And sure enough, I say that, here's the new Trump press release. You know, I'm on his list, and he sends me all his press releases. The new one just came out. Fake elections have consequences. Look at the horror of Afghanistan coupled with the massive incompetence at our southern border. So, you know, look, I agree with Trump 99% of the time. You know where I disagree with him? He's got to get ahead of this vaccine disaster. He likes to brag about it and take credit for it. All he has to say is, I was the general, the CEO, that saved America and American business and thought a vaccine would get us all back to work. But I was lied to by Fauci, and this vaccine is failing miserably. And I wasn't the one who created the vaccine. I'm not a scientist in a science lab. I didn't know if the vaccine was going to work or not. I was told it worked. He needs to get ahead of this and say, it's now clear, it does not work. Because that's the deal here. It doesn't work. People are getting sick left and right. And I was the first guy to break the story, Josh. I've been saying for 2 months now that in Israel, everybody who's sick and everyone who's vaccinated and everyone who's dying has gotten both vaccines. And Israel's doctors, and I had to have it translated by my Jewish friends who speak Hebrew, Israel's doctors and hospital administrators 2 months ago were saying the vaccine is wearing off much quicker than we thought. It doesn't work anymore, and everyone's getting sick. And sure enough, here it is, article's out. CDC data shows worrying drop in vaccine efficacy over time. This is the White House COVID-19 task force reviewed the information on Sunday. The vaccine is wearing off. It doesn't even work. Forget about a debate over the dangers of the vaccine and the horror of the vaccine mandate. If you don't want the vaccine, forget all that. All I'm saying, Josh, is the vaccine, Israel proved it wore off and people started getting very sick again. The vaccine doesn't even work, period.
Well, if you don't believe Israel, too, all you have to do is look at Texas. Greg Abbott now has the, and he was fully vaccinated. Yeah. And this thing, the rollout was so botched, Wayne. This thing was pitched as like, hey, this is going to do it. Remember, Wayne, when Joe Biden told us, hey, if you're good little Americans and you get vaccinated, maybe I'll let you have the 4th of July. Remember when he said that?
Yes,
well, guess
I
what?
Did.
People got vaccinated and people are still getting sick. Fast forward to just from that to a couple of weeks ago, Biden was out talking. He was on the stump. I can't remember where he was, but he said, look, I was back in my home county in Delaware yesterday. You know what? You don't have to wear a mask there because those people got vaccinated. Well, we went on and we looked at what the CDC had to say about that county, and turns out it was at the second highest danger rating for COVID. This has been, Wayne, if somebody would just tell us the truth, somebody, just one person, that would make an enormous difference. But they are deterred. It's like Fauci with the mask. We got to control everybody. We've got to give them a story. We got to put on a show to make them feel like they're safe. And what have they done? And by doing that, they have wrecked the economy. Nobody believes any of them anymore. Is there any time that Tony Fauci says anything that anyone believes? Does anyone believe Joe Biden?
Well, if let me give you an asterisk.
If he's coherent. No.
There's an asterisk to everything you're saying. Yes, people like you and me never believe anything that Biden says anymore. People like you and me, conservatives and Christians and patriots and Trumpers, we don't believe anything Fauci or the CDC says. But I must tell you, Josh, Democrats faithfully follow every word like sheep off a cliff. that Biden says and Fauci says. So, I mean, that's the problem. It isn't that no one listens to them. It's that you and I don't listen to them. But the average Democrat sheep does whatever the Democrat government tells them to do.
Wayne, there is hope on this, though. We've got, if you go over to westernjournal.com, we've got a story up right now about people flipping. People are so frustrated. We've got a story. If the election had been held today, almost about 1 in 10 Democrats say they regret voting for Biden in 2020. 1 in 10. Wayne, that flips it to 37% of people voting for Joe Biden, 43% of people voting for Donald, pardon me, 45% voting for Donald J. Trump. Trump wins indisputably.
Unless Democrats take that same poll and that same result, and it doesn't matter because they rigged the election with mail-in voting and no voter ID, and they do the same thing again. And no matter what you win by, there's enough mail-in ballots that are trucked in from out of state over 7 days after the election to always hand the election to the Democrats. You can't win if they're going to do that, but I know we just had a great victory in Connecticut, so that gives me some hope. Let's talk about when we get back. Republican conservatives just got a ray of hope. A miraculous ray of hope in a Connecticut election yesterday. I'm so proud of my Connecticut friends. You know, we've got WJJF in New London, Connecticut, and we were in Hartford, Connecticut, and we're all up and down the 95 listening to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Thank you, Connecticut, for a big victory last night. When we get back, we'll talk about it. Josh Manning, westernjournal.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to energizedhealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root back with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. We are in a really bad, desperate situation. Josh, I got to tell you, I'm at the point where, and I'm not the most religious person that ever lived. I'm a Jew, took Christ as my Savior about 30 years ago, and I pray every day in the morning. But, you know, I'm not like the most religious guy. I don't go to church every Sunday. I got to tell you, at this moment in time, we better all start praying to God or praying to Jesus. Because I'm telling you, if China were to attack us right now, we would lose and we'd be slaves for the rest of all time. America's at a dangerous juncture right now.
Wayne, I always took encouragement from the fact that no matter how bad the politics got, we had the American military. And, buddy, it has become manifestly clear over the last year, we do not hold the military anymore. When they are talking about CRT, when they are talking about how America is a fundamentally flawed country, when they think that is more important than teaching our military men and women how to kill as quickly and efficiently as possible so that we can save lives on down the road. When that is more important, we have got a massive, massive problem. And so now, I mean, I think we're down to local law enforcement as kind of the last line of defense. They're still overwhelmingly conservative.
Well, cops on the beat
are. Especially because they have to deal with this crap, but yeah.
The cops on the beat are. I mean, I agree with you. You know, you meet a typical cop on the beat or a typical detective, they're all raving conservative Republicans.
Yeah, very.
But the chiefs who run the departments are the same as the generals who run the army. They're all brainwashed, Sepford-wide liberals who love big government and want anything that will help the police union and make the police bigger, the fire bigger, the army bigger, buy more equipment, make defense contractors richer. It's got nothing to do with saving America. It's got to do with padding their retirements. So the people in charge are bad guys, bad guys.
Yeah, it's all corrupt. It's all political favors and exactly that, padding your 401k or your retirement or getting a cushy endorsement deal or whatever. It is all corrupt. It's the people. Wayne, the difference is the cities and the rural areas. I mean, the people in the cities think that the whole rest of the country is like that. They think the rest of the country pollutes like crazy. They think the rest of the country's crime-ridden. They think the rest of the country's unbelievably bigoted. And it turns out that's only the case in the city, in the
right.
Democrat-run cities.
Right.
The
makes
rest
no
of
sense.
The country is great.
How could you blame white Republicans for what happens in a big city when there are no white Republicans in a big city? There, no,
look,
it's only a rumor that you saw a white person on the streets of Chicago. I mean, it's just bizarre. There's no white people, no white Republican conservatives in charge of black inner cities. It's Democrats in charge of black inner cities, and they've ruined them. How do you blame white conservatives? It's brainwashing. There's no other way to describe it. It's a totally flawed idea. There's nobody I know who's ever done anything bad to a black person in any of these big cities. It's Democrats that are hurting you every day.
Well, you know, the girl, Naomi Park, I think is her name, she escaped from North Korea.
Yeah, yeah, she's
had
the Columbia girl, like me, Columbia.
Story where she was in New York going, I think she was in New York.
Chicago.
She got mugged, and there were some black women there who took the side of the mugger. And said that she was, you know, she was engaging in a hate crime.
Let me slightly correct you. So it was Chicago. It was Chicago. And she's the same girl that I've ranted about on the radio because she was a Columbia University grad who escaped North Korea. And I was Columbia, and she said all the things I've said. She backed me up what I've said for 35 years. That they're all a bunch of communists. They're worse than North Korea. They're mentally programmed, brainwashed communists. But her attack in Chicago, it was a black person that attacked her. And the crowd that surrounded her that said, let them go, you racist, was white. It was white liberals who argued that if you're holding a black person who has just tried to rob you, you're a racist.
You're a racist.
Only liberals would say white liberals would say something like that. It's sick.
Yeah, you're right. Black people have way too much common sense.
No,
to say
black
that.
People would never
you're
do
right.
that. They jump the guy and hold him till the police came. Black people have much more faith than the white liberals. So,
man, that's the truth.
Let's get to the last story before we run out of time. I said we'd get to it. Okay, state Senate seat in Connecticut flipped to the GOP in a special election. Was it yesterday or the day before?
I guess it was Tuesday. So,
and it was a tough district. Tell them about how this happened.
Yeah. So you say it's a state Senate seat. Who cares? This is why we care. Joe Biden won that district by 25 points. 25 points, Wayne. He won it by, and we have got a Republican flipping a Democrat out of the seat in 2021. That is one of the most encouraging things I can think of. And, you know, the state GOP is seizing on it. They're saying, look, congratulations, this guy ran a strong campaign. His victory demonstrates, and this is coming from Republican state leadership, ran a strong campaign. People in Connecticut are sick and tired of the radical tax and spend agenda coming from Democrats.
All right, he is senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, Josh Manning. He's with us every couple of weeks, but we're with his site all the time, WesternJournal.com. Great headlines, great columns, great stuff. Great patriots trying to save this country from the crazy liberal nut jobs that are trying to destroy us. Thank you for all you do, Josh, at WesternJournal.com.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right, Wayne Allyn Roots, otherwise known as The Warrior. We'll be right back. And lots more action, lots more stories I haven't even gotten to yet, plus lots more of the famous Root Rant coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
2.